Hello and welcome to the Sounds of Salisbury podcast. I'm Alex.
I'm Ellen.
And we're here to bring you the sounds of the Salisbury music scene.
And the voices of the community.
Yay!
Yay! Welcome to our Friday night, people.
It's Friday. Oh, I can't even reach my beer. This is terrible.
Oh, you didn't plan that.
Oh, no, this is not good. Okay. If everyone could just close their eyes for a second. Woohoo! I'm going to open it. I don't care. I'm going to open this one. Thatcher's Haze. It's lush. Really like it. Thank you, Thatcher's, for sponsoring this episode, maybe. It's worth the try. Happy Friday, people.
So this has obviously started a little bit different than the other podcasts. And the reason for that is we don't have a guest this week. So we're sat here on a Friday evening in the Sounds of Salisbury HQ with a glass of wine and a can of haze. And so we've put together some clips, a little montage, I would say, of all of the people that we've interviewed in season three. And when we started compiling it, it's actually quite incredible the amount of people that we've spoken to and the subjects that we've covered. So we thought we would share it with you.
Yeah, I suppose it's indicative of Salisbury that we have so many interesting people to talk to and that are willing to talk to us, which is no mean feat in itself. Most people just cross the roads when they see us. So
we've had quite a good response from the people that we've requested. If we've asked them to come onto the podcast, most of the people we ask actually have something really interesting to talk about. So they've been willing, and we've been very lucky and very fortunate that the people we've asked have said yes. And they've all had events coming up and interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's been a good season so far.
It has. It's been good. We hope you've enjoyed it. So the first episode was just us.
Oh, you're not going to tell them what this episode is called, Alex?
Wow.
Well, you're fast forwarding.
You can tell it hasn't been rehearsed. We're literally just, as Park Islands would say,
I drunk this wine before we started.
Just blagging it. So as Ellen said, it's a montage about everything that we've done. So we've called it Rewind Fast Forward. Because, you know, we might talk about what's coming up as well. We'll see how we feel. Depends how many drinks we have. As I was saying.
Yes, please continue.
Episode one was essentially just us. I interviewed Ellen about the community aspect, and she interviewed me about the musical aspect. We're not going to bore you with clips of us talking. You've got us now. I know you probably want more, less, maybe. So episode one, go listen to it. It just gives you a flavour of why we do this. Why? But then episode two. So episode two was a very special episode. It was all about the music and all about Tom Belk. So we were delighted to host the acoustic stage at Wilton Live, an event in Tom's honour. And we caught up with the majority of the acts that performed there. And so we thought we'd start this rewind with a little chat from Nick Gauman.
I met Tom years ago, just moving in the music circles, really. So I've gotten to know him more so since I've been in Lump, because I have more sort of dealings with him. But just a great guy, plenty of time for everybody all the time. Very, very, very hardworking chap for, you know, organising these events, getting, you know, putting 100% into everything he did as well. It's just, yeah, super guy, lovely chap.
I got to say that the event was fantastic, and obviously Tom started Wilton Live, the baby brother of Salisbury Live, so it was only fitting that everyone came together for that event. And I thought Nick was, everyone was exceptionally complimentary about Tom and waxed lyrical about him and the effect that he'd had on them and his passing had had on them as well. So, yeah, so Nick there. Nick Gowman.
It was an emotional start to the podcast.
It was?
Starting with a tribute to Tom Bauk was an emotional start.
It was. It was. We also caught up there with John McKee from Spire Sound and Light, who does an awful lot, along with Brian and the BSM Stage Tech guys, do a lot, an awful lot within the music scene in Salisbury, providing PA and stage and lighting for countless events. And I'm sure you'll see him throughout the summer with loads of stuff going on, which is brilliant. But we had a little chat with him as well and kind of asked him what he enjoys most about being a part of the music scene. And this is what he had to say.
The people, mostly. As much as I love live music, I've always liked going to live music events. I've always loved music. And when you're working with people that got such a passion about their music as well, so it's the people and the passion that they have that really is what makes me come back.
I love that. I really do love that. We, you know, people that know us know that we're passionate about the music scene, and the amount of people that we've met and become friends with just through going to gigs and then doing this as well,
yeah,
is staggering. And you know, I mean like proper friends, people you'd jump in front of a bus for.
They're all genuinely really nice people. We've met some incredibly nice people.
And that's the key, is this really, really nice people.
Yeah.
That helps just push the scene along and everyone gets on, everyone's friendly, everyone's helping, everyone's providing support and guidance and feedback, which, you know, from a musician's standpoint, you kind of need. If nobody says anything, you don't know if you're doing right or wrong, you know. So it's wonderful to have all of these people who are so superb at what they do around you and enjoying it with you.
Yeah.
And that was Wilton Live.
That was Wilton Live.
That's it, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to do a quick run through, I think, of all of the episodes so far. And what we want to do is kind of give you a feel for each of the episodes. So if you've watched one of them and you haven't seen some of the others, you think, oh, I don't know if I'm interested, then hopefully the little clips that we're going to use are going to inspire you to want to listen to the podcast. The first few, obviously, are audio only. So do listen to it as you're driving to work or taking a bath. I like to listen to stuff whilst I'm walking into work or taking a bath. So do sort of go back to some of the audios. We are now changing the format to be visual, and we're still arguably kind of playing with it. I'm not sure how we currently feel it's going. We would like some feedback on that. I don't know whether we lost a little bit of what we did in the audios when we went to video, but anyway, that's enough about that.
As Ellen said, the audio stuff you can listen to, that's all on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, etc., and also on our website as well. So you can find all of that on Facebook. Just give us a follow. And to follow that,
oh, we wouldn't do any banners, like any. We've not organised this at all. That's terrible.
I thought you were just dancing. I was about to say invisible music, but yeah,
no. I think we should have had like a pop-up.
Have you got a silent disco going on those earphones?
Yeah.
Whereas all I can hear is me.
Do you know what? Kev Lawrence would be proud of my playlist right now.
He would. Bless him. We'll get to him later.
We'll. So then the fun really began after Wilton Live was when we had to find themes for the podcast, find guests, interview them, and then kind of agree on what we were going to theme, what we're going to talk about, and the banter and things. And the first one we came up with was themed dragons. And we had a couple of wonderful guests. I caught up with Liz from Safer and Supportive Salisbury. And we spoke about safe places in Salisbury. And we had a really wonderful, quite a long chat. And we actually used her interview for two different podcasts. I'm not gonna play the next one, but I'm going to show you a little snippet, show and play a little snippet of the interview that we did about safe places. And why?
Because the idea of a safe place is it's sort of refuge. You could be lost. You could be in Salisbury for the first time and lose your way. And you see the sticker and you can go in and say, I'm trying to find, I don't know, Marks or Boots or whatever, and I'm lost. Or I don't know where I put my car, you know, that kind of thing. Or it could be that you have your handbag stolen or your phone runs out of charge or you put your purse down on a counter and you look round and it's gone and you don't know, you can't remember. That kind of thing that happens in the moment, really. And it can also be for people with dementia who might get separated from their carer or their partner. And that can be a bit alarming if you suffer from sort of mental health issues. So it's somewhere to go where people will be understanding, they will be helpful. They won't just say, oh, you're not going to buy anything, get out. Yeah, they'll say, come in, sit down. Can I get you a glass of water? Some of them might even say, can I make you a cup of tea? You know, what's the problem? How can we help?
She was amazing. She spoke so fast.
So fast.
That any editing was virtually impossible. And just putting that little video clip together and trying to get the little pictures lined up with the things that she was saying was, again, another little challenge. But wonderful, incredible woman, does such good work for SAS. So please do go back and listen to that episode and hear all about what she has to say.
You might have seen on social media, or you might have heard on Greatest Hits Radio, they did a story about Safe and Secure Salisbury very recently, this week or last week. So it's, you know, it's out there. They're really trying to push themselves out there as much as possible. Also, competition time. I don't know what the prize is. Well, we'll see. But there is a deliberate mistake, or maybe not even deliberate. There's a mistake in one of the videos this week. And if you can find it, We'll find something for you. When we get like some badges done, maybe we'll make sure you...
Are you calling me out on the first video?
Are you just giving it away?
Well, you could have told me when I showed it to you.
I didn't realise. I've literally just noticed it. So now we know. Now everyone knows which videos.
You I might can go back and have a look. I might have to end recording and redo this so I can fix it. you know what? I'm in accounts. If it's a wordy thing,
it's not the Joe Rogan show, is it? This is just us sat in our dining area. In fairness,
yeah,
with
random, wine,
random cassette tapes talking about Salisbury. Talking about Salisbury, as we are,
yes,
as we do. One of our favourite. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, but then I'm talking over you, and that's awful. No, carry on.
So you're going to say that you talked over me? That's good.
It's like we can duet.
Talking about Salisbury, one of our favourite little watering holes and places to go in Salisbury is the Georgian Dragon. Always lovely people in there. Fantastic banging open mic night run by our guest on the Dragons podcast, Lucas Hardy. And so we just happened to talk about open mics and things like that. And this is kind of what he had to say.
Yeah, I used to go to one at the Music Box. That was like a regular for me years ago. And I got to meet all those people there and was told how many there were. So, you know, over the years, I've just done the rounds, just going to the different ones. And, you know, there's regulars at all of them, but then there'll be new people that show up. And it's kind of mind-blowing that there's still new musicians coming out of Salisbury. And it's exciting, you know, because you think, oh, I know everyone now. And you're like, oh, whoa, this person's amazing. Where have you been? Where is your stuff? Can I listen to it on Spotify, please?
I love that Alex was laughing through most of that because he's chuckling at his own work.
Yeah. I want to see somebody turn up at an open mic night in Salisbury, get out of a little Chevy in a sky blue suit and a guitar, and be as happy as that man was. That'd be amazing. I'd be like, just get him on stage. This guy looks like he can rock and roll. Probably be awful.
Met many people that rock and roll? Oh, I suppose like Elvis Presley rock and roll. I was thinking rock. I heard rock first.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take back that. I'm seriously going to delete this whole podcast and correct all of my mistakes. And we're not even a third of the way through. It's going well.
Anyway, the George and Dragon open mic night is on every Sunday from about 7 o'clock. I mean, there are absolutely loads and loads and loads of open mics in and around Salisbury. So we're actually going to mention a few of them a little bit later on. But yeah, if you fancy it, go and give it a go.
Yes, please do. So next, the week after was the week of Valentine's. So we're going now into the second week of February. So we were thinking of a love theme.
Love.
I will be completely honest, full disclosure, our next two guests are actually related to us. So Nicole from Primrose Marquise is my sister. And Cameron Walker from Love Is Enough is her husband. But they were fantastic guests.
I just thought there were two people I was in Park Island with. How many was that?
It's a family show. Yeah, and obviously Alex is in Park Island with them. But what they're doing with their marquee business is beautiful. So if you want a marquee, they've got the whole setup. If you listen to the podcast, they'll explain everything about what they've got and why they do it and how they started. And what I've picked out in this little clip is how they came up with the name Primrose Marquise.
It took a lot of thinking to come to that. So basically the marquee that we have is called a petal pole marquee. So I wanted it to be quite a pretty name, because obviously it's quite floral. And then we had all these different ideas and I just couldn't think of something that meant something to us, because I didn't want it to become, I don't know, 5 years down the line and we were like, oh, we don't really like that name anymore. So I kind of remembered that my nan's name was called Primrose and that's the flower. So it kind of just fit really nicely. So it meant something. It's something that's always going to mean a lot to us. So that's where the name come from.
And you'll see at the end of that little video clip, the picture was actually taken from, I think it's Salisbury Journal. They did a little piece on the marquee, because Primrose Marquees are having an annual giveaway of the marquee for a specific event. So it's what they're calling their act of kindness. So once a year, as a charity from their business to people, they're hiring out their marquee for free and you can enter the competition. Again, all of the details are on the podcast.
They are. Or you can check out their website as well, which is very nice. And they're lovely. Really nice. I was going to say actually about the bit that you just did.
Okay.
So I don't need to now.
Someone actually said to me after that podcast, they said, it's really good the way you interviewed. It's like you had a real rapport with her. And I thought, yeah, little do you know, it's my sister. But I think it helped them pave my way on how to actually interview people, is to treat them like a sister and to relax and just, you know, take it naturally and not forced. And I think that helped my interview technique. So thank you, Nicole.
It was very good. You were, you know, it was very easy for you to talk to her, and so that has certainly helped going forward as well. Without a doubt. So I had the pleasure then of talking to the other half. I nearly said the talented half then. Oh man, Nicole, I'm really, really sorry. That's not true at all. Nicole is an incredible singer. She's in the Evolution Choir. And she does Cam and Nicole, obviously, and Park Island. And she's the boss. We all know that. There's no denying that. But Cam, he has been about on the music scene for a long, long time. Lots of different bands. He's in Drop the Fish when I first got to know him. And then Luisi, who were excellent. And now, as Ellen said earlier, the brilliant Love Is Enough. And during the conversation that we had, we talked about the writing of the songs and the lyrics and the meaning of songs. And we got this really nice nice clip from the podcast of Cam just talking about that.
When someone comes to me and say, what does this song mean to you, which you've written? And sometimes I actually struggle to say, oh, this song is about this. This is, you know, it's definitely about this, has to be about this. I prefer people not to ask me what it's about and for them to just go, this song, I felt, meant this to me. And Ben does that, you know, brilliantly. Ben reads into music loads. He loves to listen to lyrics. He loves to figure out what songs are about. He loves to make up his own story about them. And that's, for me, is perfect, because that's what I want people to take out of my song. I want someone to say, oh, this song, I loved it so much. It really made me think about home, or it really made me think about a past love life or anything, you know. Whereas to me, it's actually about my grandpa, you know. It's like it's a really weird thing, concept, but I love it. I really, really like hearing people's ideas and what they think the songs are about.
What I love about this is, you know, I think I probably am a little bit like Ben in that respect, that I do listen to songs and kind of try to work out what it's about. But I love how Cam's kind of almost the other way. You know, he knows what it's about because he wrote it, but he wants people to just experience the song and take their own feelings from it. So please go and listen to their music. It's all on all of the streaming services, and then go and check them out live and have a chat with the boys afterwards and say to Cam, oh, that song and this song, and because he'll love that. That's exactly what he said. He absolutely loves that people, you know, they're all really approachable. I think that's still one of the key things as well, is, you know, they love chatting to people. So yeah, go and listen to their stuff and then work out what you think the songs are about or what they mean to you. And that's, I think that's the key.
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting thing that you said there, because I think a lot of people, when they go to gigs or they see musicians, they feel too awkward to go and speak to them after. And I think a lot of people, when they get off stage, they want people's feedback. They want to kind of hear, oh, I really liked that song, not sure about that. You know, the criticism as well. People, musicians will listen to it. You don't really want to hear it, but they do say hello to them after and say, you know what, thanks, mate, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, get a big sweaty Thor hug.
Oh, yeah, or a Nick Gowman squidge.
Yeah. There you go.
Or if you're really lucky, you might get Bex from Solar Bird, but I think she's quite exclusive to me.
Think so. I think so.
Yeah.
So that was Love, Love, Love. So where?
But it wasn't enough.
Sorry. That wasn't that. we didn't practice that one either. That was organic. That was. Oh dear.
Wow, I think I might move swiftly on after that. See, if we'd have planned this, I'd have had like love hearts, like boom, boom, yeah, flying out at that point.
I'd just have cider instead.
Yeah. Might have to edit our own clips next time. Next, the podcast was called Alone. And there's a reason it was called Alone. Because, well, I'm losing my way. So I'm going to just rewind and go back to what I was actually going to. Blah, 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 blah. Rewind, fast forward. See, this theme's going to work for this podcast. Yeah,
please don't fast forward. Yeah.
Anyway, I got to catch up with the amazing, wonderful, lovely Rebecca from Elaborate. And she's a very passionate woman. And I actually felt, I need to apologize, because I actually felt like I did her a little bit of an injustice. Because her interview was fabulous, but she had such a hum in the background of her audio clip that we had to do a bit of like a scrape to try and get rid of all of the background noise. And then it ended up making her sound like she was being recorded in a tin can. So apologies for that, Rebecca. But nonetheless, what she actually has to say is phenomenal. So we got her on the podcast because we wanted to promote the Elaborate Big Sleep, which is in the Salisbury Cathedral in the cloisters, and we wanted to promote it. But I kind of started off by asking her, how did Elaborate come about? What was the origins of the Elaborate? So yeah, let's have a listen to what she started with.
They had a phone call from a young mum whose husband was going into prison, and suddenly she was homeless, and there was nothing she could do about it. So she reached out and they took her in, and she had a small child with her, and the phone kept ringing, and they realised, despite how beautiful Salisbury is, there's an underlying problem here with homelessness. So they decided to set up the Elaborate charity and raise the first amount of money, which bought Barnabas House, which we still have today.
Incredible. Just what they've achieved since starting is phenomenal. I'm not even going to spoiler alert. You need to listen to that podcast. You need to get behind Elaborate.
Yeah, it was a very kind of emotionally charged interview, just because of the subject matter, and you know that they are helping so many people, and it really did kind of open eyes a lot. It was a wonderful, wonderful interview, but we got to them because of the musical guest.
Got to the musical guest because of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was the other way around?
Yes. Don't know.
Because I thought of the song. The song.
Yeah, because we I found the song. But he had already messaged anyway to want to be on the podcast. And then I knew it was The Big Sleep. And the two just kind of
what do
came
I know?
Together.
I yeah. just, you know. Sorry. I'm just the IT guy here, to be honest. Don't even know why I'm talking.
And the radio voice.
Anywho, the radio voice. Yes, so Gareth James, relatively new to the Salisbury music scene. Probably, you know, I'm guessing it's a name and not a lot of people will have heard of through the Salisbury scene. But he's been in Salisbury a little while now. He's well-travelled. He's played out in London, and he was originally in Basingstoke. But he had written a song called Brain.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. I'm just the IT guy. He'd written a song called Walk Alone.
Yes.
Man. Jeez. Okay. That Hayes cider has clearly kicked in. No. So he wrote a song called Walk Alone. And it was brilliant. We listened to it and we're like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
This
amazing voice.
This fits superbly with, you know, the planned Elaborate chat. So we kind of contacted him, we contacted Elaborate, and then suddenly this little connection was created between the two of them, which was wonderful. And it meant that we could get them both on. They were both passionate about the whole thing alone. So not just the music or the charity, they were both very passionate about each other's side of the podcast. So this is a little bit from Gareth.
So I was speaking to Rebecca today from Elaborate, and she had said the same, like, you know, it sort of really caught her, and she was able to tell me exactly, you know, what I was thinking when I was writing it. She's like, you know, I could feel, you know, the sort of the connection that you made to, you know, people feeling a bit lost, and, you know, feeling at the, you know, I don't know, the end of the tether, but just like, there's a real connection to what they do for a charity, and that's exactly what it is. It's a song basically about having, you know, reaching out to people. If people are reaching out to you, you know, they're not doing it for, you know, to annoy you. They're doing it maybe because they just need to, you know, they need some, like, a friendly voice, or they just want someone to talk to. And the idea of that song is to sort of highlight that, and to remind people, particularly like over the sort of COVID times and things like that, you know, it's always good to just reach out to your friends.
I think he'd be a wonderful friend. I want him to be my friend. That's the absolute attitude you want from a friend.
Yeah, 100%. And he was so lovely. And as I said before the video, they kind of had a connection, the charity and Gareth, off the back of his song. And then Gareth and his son signed up to do the big sleep in the cloisters in Salisbury Cathedral. And Elaboré asked him if he would bring his acoustic guitar and perform the song live acoustically for everyone that was sleeping over that night. And I know he posted footage of that on Facebook. And, you know, that must have been an incredible experience.
Yeah. You know, I think he also raised quite a bit of money between him and his son.
Yeah, his son was like, well, if they're doing it, we're doing it, Dad. And he was like, well, let's rock and roll and let's do it. So incredible. If you get the opportunity to see Gareth live, please go and check him out. Really, really, really lovely guy.
Yeah, and the song Walk Alone is actually featured at the end of that podcast. So if you want to listen to his song Walk Alone, obviously, you can find him on YouTube and all the streaming sites. But if you want just a little taster, then hear what he's got to say and then listen to his song.
Absolutely. Cool.
And then moving on to the next week, this one I had to find a guest because Alex was desperate to interview Adam from Mighty Magic Animal. Yeah. So I then had to think of a guest that would slot in to a Mighty Magic Animal. And I thought, okay, animals, Salisbury, no brainer really. It had to be the Riverbourne Community Farm. So I did some research on the Riverbourne Community Farm and I didn't really know what they did. But after chatting to Sage at the Riverbourne Community Farm, fascinating and inspired. It's an inspired idea. She started off by telling me how it came about. So let's listen to what she had said about how the Riverbourne Community Farm started.
That he wanted to start something like this that would benefit other young people who maybe aren't getting as much out of being stuck in a classroom and getting as much out of education as they could do. And so to be able to offer something that gave them the connection to farming and nature, which, you know, we've sort of lost a bit as farms have got bigger and more mechanized over the years, and just giving them improving confidence and engaging them in education in a different way.
Yeah, humble beginnings, and they're now doing fantastic work, education. And also, the farm's open free to the local community, so you can take your young children. So, yeah, check out their website, hear what they do. And they do a farmer's market as well. I think it's the last or the first Sunday of every month, which we haven't been to yet, must confess, but yeah. Definitely going to.
Yes,
definitely
indeed. Going to. What I loved about that interview as well is you could hear all of the all of the birds and everything. So the outside, so it's literally just had a window open in her office and you could just hear all of that nature, which tied in beautifully with Adam from Mighty Magic Animal, because we spoke about Mighty Magic Animal, the band that he has with Rich, which is superb. We absolutely love them. And we also, he also does a sort of side project called Finglebone, where he records in all these weird and wonderful places, outdoors in a field or whatever, and it just tied in absolutely brilliantly. But the clip that I've got for you with regards to Adam didn't actually feature on the podcast. It was kind of an offshoot. We'd kind of ended the podcast as such, but we kept rolling because we were just chatting. It was really lovely. First time we'd ever spoken, and we just like chatted and chatted and chatted and chatted for like ages. I think Ellen was bored by the end of it.
I was fascinated. Don't tell. I'm not bored. But Adam, I was not bored.
But we were talking about somebody that we hope to have on the podcast at some stage. And that is Ruth Jones from zucchinis and the courgettes, and she does incredible work in and around the community as well. And she's got a plethora of things to say that we absolutely need to hear and listen to. So when we mentioned that was going to be the case, I just took this little snippet from our conversation because Adam was very, very happy.
But I tell you what, if you are going to interview Ruth, it might be well worth doing like a three-parter or something, because she is an absolute wealth of knowledge. She's such a brilliant person. The amount of youth work she's done, she helped tutor me into doing music work as well when I used to do music sessions in schools and for people with learning disabilities. And she, yeah, absolutely fantastic person. But yeah, I'd be surprised if you could squeeze her into half an hour.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was lovely spending time with him and Rich at Glastonbury Calling.
Yes.
Having a bit of brekkie. We will take the kudos of being able to get you breakfast. I mean, we didn't get you breakfast. We didn't pay for it, you know, but we got you a table because so busy.
It was. I think the funniest thing about Glastonbury Calling is when the sound guy couldn't get the vocals out very well, and his solution to Adam's vocals was to give him an additional microphone. He was literally performing with two microphones.
Oh,
and you could
God.
See his confusion. He's singing in one, then singing in the other, and then singing in the other.
I completely forgot about that. It was for any old school 80s rockers, it was very much a bit like Rishi Sambora living on a prayer. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that sound guy.
Well, he tried.
Not good. I did take a picture and send it to Brian from BSM. he had a few choice words to say, that's for sure.
Wouldn't happen in Salisbury, that's for sure.
Indeed. Our dogs are just walking around wondering what's going on.
That's what happens when you're laughing at? Podcast.
What are they doing? Oh, they're going to kick off any second now. Oh, they're stalking the cat.
Okay, we'll let them get on with their fun and we'll carry on. So the week after.
The
week after. The next week.
The one after that one.
Yes.
Yes.
Was actually International Women's Day, and I wanted to do a podcast based around women and female empowerment and all the rest of it. And I wanted to actually interview a woman called Louise Jordan. But our diaries didn't quite line up. She was very busy with you. But she's incredible. Very interesting. And I really do still want to get her on the podcast. I was fortunate enough to go with my daughter to go and watch her International Women's Day show at the Salisbury Arts Centre, which was incredible. And I looked at her website and everything that she does is phenomenal. But we didn't interview her, so we probably shouldn't talk about her just yet, because hopefully we will a bit later on. Yeah. So I didn't actually have a guest on that week, but I was fortunate enough that Liz Batten, that I'd interviewed previously, I had so much material for her that I was able to use a snippet that we couldn't use in the first podcast. And so we spoke a little bit about Ask for Angela, which is a scheme that's a national scheme, but is also in Salisbury. So she spoke a little bit about that. And to pad it out for International Women's Day, I gave a top 10. And you'll hear about Alex's top 10. If you don't know about Alex's top 10, we're going to cover that later. But in that episode, I actually did a top 10 for International Women's Day as well. But Alex, you had an amazing guest.
I did indeed. Had a fantastic guest. A second time Salisbury sounds. Rewind.
Fast forward.
That's going to be quite useful.
Yeah,
I did have a fantastic guest, a second time guest on the Sounds of Salisbury podcast. We had on season 2, like during all the lockdown rubbish malarkey that was going on. And yeah, we thought, do you know what? Let's get her on again. Absolutely brilliant. We love her. So why not? And that is a young lady called Georgie Amelia, who goes by the name when she's doing her original music, of In Colour. Ta-da! Colour.
Colour.
How amazing how these things work. not tedious at all in any way, shape or form.
Tedious or tenuous?
Tenuous, tedious, both, pretty much both, I reckon. Yeah, okay. I mean, people must be like, thank God we've just got Colin Holton part one and part two, because that makes so much more sense than Colours. What? Anyway, so I had a wonderful chat with Georgie, and kind of just talked about what she does and what she wants to be doing. And this is what she had to say.
I love rock music, but I don't only want to do that. Whereas before, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to sing as powerfully as possible. Because I think, well, one, I like rock music, but two, people told me that girls couldn't sing rock and I wanted to prove them wrong. And now I just think, do I really have to just prove people wrong? Like, can't I just do what I want to do? Although I like the rock music, I don't want to just do that. And so I've been working on some more kind of gentler kind of music, kind of going back to where I began.
Yeah, so absolutely love the way she thinks in that respect. You know, she was told, yeah, you're too small to, you can't do rock music. You can't possibly, look at your diminutive little thing, that's rock. Then you hear her voice. It's sensational, absolutely sensational. But yeah, you know, she has aspirations to do these other things that are original, and they're a little bit more mellow and a little bit more chilled, and cannot wait to hear it. I think recently she performed at HMV in Basingstoke. They do a little kind of acoustic thing in there every so often. So if there's anybody out there that fancies that, you know, go and tap them up and see what you can do. And she's got a bassist that performs with her now, and she's looking for a drummer, and then they'll be away. We'll be hearing lots and lots of incredible original music from In Colour, and cannot wait. That video, by the way, that was taken at the Arc Bar in Andover, which has now kind of moved to, I think it's like sort of Thruxton-y area now, but the guitarist looked pretty good, didn't he?
That was hilarious, because that was actually your gig. And well, it was her charity event, but it was your performance. And I gave her charity £20 for her to go up and sing with Alex. Yeah. So they got £20, and I got the pleasure of hearing her sing. And I think she was singing Dance Monkey.
She was singing Dance Monkey, because it was on my set list, and I didn't play it because I bloody hate playing that song. I hate it, but still.
I love that song.
So
I was very happy.
Yeah, so it was that was a good one. Really enjoyed
good.
That.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that. So yeah, keep an eye out for the Arc Bar, because I'm sure they're going to be doing a lot of sort of music-related things through the summer, no doubt. But yeah, just give them a little follow on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that was Colours.
That was Colours. And the week after that, I think, is when we really started questioning having a theme to link our community and our musical guests, because I really wanted to interview a local radio DJ called Kev Lawrence.
The legend.
The legend.
It is.
Such a super, 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 super lovely bloke. And Alex really wanted to interview the guys from Carsick, yes, which are... will be legends, but they are already super cool guys.
Big time.
And so we did our interviews, but we were racking our brains and what are we going to call this episode? Because the two are just, they're not linked in really any way at all. But we did come up with a theme, and it was called 20 Odd. And we came up with a whole reason in terms of why we called it 20 Odd. That was quite a kitchen
tenuous
table discussion. Yeah. But it worked. I think in the end it did work.
So you mentioned our kitchen table. So we have a kitchen table in our
kitchen
dining room area. And basically it's a time machine. And we'll sit there and it'll feel like 20 minutes and it'll have been 4 hours. And all we'll have done is come up with a connection between Kev Lawrence and Carsick. I mean, I'm not saying there isn't copious amounts of tipple involved as well, but it just time flies. And then when
2 a.m. we've nailed it.
We're like, yes, that's like our first idea done. And it's like, no, we've been here since 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah,
wonderful. So Mr. Kev Lawrence,
so as I said earlier, super cool, lovely bloke. Just you hear him on the radio and I just want to meet that guy.
That's Radio Woodstock.
Radio Woodstock, yeah. He'd interviewed Alex a couple of times on the radio for music things, for football things, for Eurovision things, you know, you name it. He's got Alex on. And
if there's something going on and Kev can't find anyone, he just phones me and says, do you know anything about the American Civil War? No, but if you want to chat about it, it's all good. Just, yeah, give me a call. I'll be free. You know, I'll do a quick Google. It'll be fine. So my favorite one, in fairness, I mean, we've done loads of Eurovision and, like I said, my music stuff. My favorite one was the England ladies football team when they got through to the World Cup final and we just had a chin wag about that. It was brilliant.
You knew a lot about that, though, because you love football and you love women. So you're all over that.
Damn. The women's one was the last one.
Oh, yes,
we're moving on
we've
now.
Moved on.
This is 20 odd. Okay. So you're going to explain what 20 odd is about, or are we going to let people listen to the podcast?
No, you know what? I'm not going to explain. You have to listen to the podcast to know the link.
Well, okay.
I was explaining why I wanted to interview Kev.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is tell you how the interview with Kev started, and then you're going to have to listen to what he said. So, Kev, how did you get into wanting to be a DJ?
So basically, when I was a kid, I used to love listening. Well, Radio 1 really was my station I used to listen to. Also, some of the local ones as well, some of the independent ones. I used to love Annie Nightingale, to be honest. I used to love listening to her, especially on a Sunday night. She used to do the request show. Hi, this is Annie here. And her dance show as well. Lots of the DJs. Bruno Brooks. I used to love listening to Bruno Brooks on a Sunday afternoon, the Top 40. I used to take the Top 40. I've still got...
The play and record.
Yeah, it's play and record. I've still got some of them upstairs, actually, in my attic, to be honest with you. So it sort of started there, really.
I loved that interview. I got totally carried away. I was like, I was having a chat with an old friend. Honestly, almost forgot I was recording it. But yeah.
Kev is one of the easiest people to talk to as well. Sorry. Trying to find somewhere to put my can. We're now on the San Miguel, if they fancy sponsoring the podcast. I'm going for it. I don't care. It's like, whatever. Yeah, Kev's one of the easiest people to talk to. And we've had so much fun chatting to him since we went up to Radio Woodstock to do his Monday night show with him. 10 till midnight a few weeks back.
That was such a fun night.
It was brilliant.
Didn't know what to expect. I thought we're gonna sit there in the studio for 2 hours. What are we gonna do?
We just had
but he made it so much fun.
Absolutely brilliant. And he's a huge supporter of community, as Radio Woodstock are. They do so much. You know, give them a listen because they've got some great stuff. And it's fun, it's local, you know, it's not too serious in that respect. You can get it online. It goes through into the hospital as well, but you can listen online. And it's just fantastic. You know, there are obviously other local radio stations available as well.
There are, but we like Radio Woodstock.
We do. Radio Woodstock. Yeah, cool. Anyway, and they obviously play the podcast as well. You can listen to the podcast on a Wednesday night from 8 o'clock. After the Nia Nichols show. Another little plug. But anyway, so Carsick. Smashing it. Absolutely smashing it out there. They're one of a few sort of local bands that are really putting themselves out there and making a name for themselves, which is absolutely brilliant. It's wonderful to see. And we had a great chat. And I just wanted to find out about whatever it is I wanted to find out about, because I've completely forgotten what the
you've taken a snippet from there that just kind of resonated with you, and that was when he was talking about his brother.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And so, you know, you've got band love, you've got family love, but Carsick have both family and band love. So yeah.
So do you know what? Sit back, relax, and have a listen to one brother saying lovely, lovely things about another brother.
I think that's the cool thing I've seen about my brother over the like few years we've been in a band is how he's grown as a front man and like the confidence to like engage with the crowd like that. I've seen that. Well, like all of us in the band have seen that. So yeah, he's definitely at a stage now where even when like Truck last year, there was like a few thousand people, he was just like, screw it, we'll treat it like a normal gig and engage with the crowd like it's a normal gig sort of thing.
So that was Jack talking about Joe. And I really love that. You know, it's quite difficult. You know, we all have siblings that we don't get on with. Hi, Steph and Les. I'm only joking. I love my sisters.
I can't comment because I love all of my sisters.
Yes, you do. They'd be nice if they listened to the podcast. You could probably slag them off right now and they wouldn't know. It should be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm teasing. No, I'm not. I just love that, you know, you can, if you like work with a family member or stuff like that, it can be a little bit dodgy sometimes, but to be in a band with one, you know, that's really difficult. But you could just tell there the kind of love and support that they've got for each other, as well as the rest of the band as well. And the way they all sort of, they are a band of brothers, you know, pun intended, I guess. But yeah, it just, that really stuck out for me during the chat as being like, wow, you know, he really looks up to him and kind of knows that he's got this. And that's really, really cool. Really, really cool. So,
they were super humble as well. I think that's the thing that I got from their interview. I was expecting kind of bullshy, we're coming into success, early 20s kind of laddish fellas coming on when you started speaking to him, but he started talking and I just thought, you know what, actually I wouldn't mind if my daughter brought you home. And that's saying a lot.
There you go. I think that the music, when if especially if you go and watch Carsick live, I mean, it is absolutely bonkers. It's incredible. And I suppose you do, yeah, you that there's that kind of swagger and that vibe about, but they were just so lovely. And we could only get one on. And so Joe kind of sat it out. But they were just so lovely. Really, really nice. And please check out their socials. They got a really hectic summer coming up with loads and loads of gigs. Big kind of festival-y kind of gigs in the summer. Not just in the UK, but they're hitting Europe as well, which is fantastic for them. And they got a brand new single out, which comes out May the 1st, called Gig Tax. So get it downloaded. You can pre-order that via their socials. They've got a link. But yeah, go and listen to them if you haven't already. Yes. Buy a T-shirt.
Do it. So many recommendations here today, people. Honestly, if you don't live in Salisbury, you're lucking out.
Salisbury or the surrounding area. You know, Salisbury or somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. Well, I think going from the family, we can thank my sister that was on the podcast, Nicole, earlier, for my next guest. So we had Lily Badcock from Evolution Choir. And Nicole had suggested she'd be a really good person to speak to. You know, I think she'd be really good. And I didn't know anything about Lily Badcock until she said that. So I thought, okay, well, I'll do a little bit of research. I'll look into her. And she's fascinating. What she's doing for the community through music and song and sound is quite incredible and quite revolutionary, I think. And so I kind of wanted to know a lot about the Evolution Choir, but I was also interested in all of the other things that she does. So sound reiki and the coffee and choir group that she does. So I asked her how she got into sound Reiki, and this is what she said.
And it kind of evolved. And then as part of my own journey through anxiety, I launched my own podcast because I wanted to talk about my experiences and I wanted to connect with other people all around the world who were dealing with stress, anxiety, depression. And one of the people that came on was the founder of the Sound Reiki Institute, Catherine Varga, and her partner, Heather Hannon. And then they gifted me the program.
Which is pretty cool. Not going to lie.
Well, I mean, you're trying to get gifts of haze and lager, but I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Literally, yeah, not gifted anything.
She is an inspiration, absolutely, for a lot of people. And helping people with anxiety, having suffered with it herself, I think is a good thing.
Yeah. And Evolution Choir, phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. As Ellen said, you know, we had Lily on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and then we went to watch the Evolution Choir at St. Paul's Church.
Yeah.
Which they hired out themselves. They ticketed the event and, yeah, sold it out.
Yeah, so that picture in the little video clip was actually a picture that I took at that gig.
Yeah, and it was brilliant. It was uplifting. Everyone just had a fantastic time. And it was superb. You got to see quite a few different people that, you know, from the community, all just enjoying themselves. Shout out to Steve Haynes from Furs Fest. Oh, how we miss Furs Fest. Oh, please bring it back, Steve, please. And Andrea Penner as well. You'll see that some of the pictures that are used in some of the videos have got like Andrea's name in the bottom corner somewhere. We've just stolen them from Facebook. I hope he doesn't mind, but hopefully the shout out will be all right. He's awesome. Absolutely. I've at least used to be in loads and loads of bands as well, break cover and all sorts. So
yeah, great bass guitarist.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. And even better photographer.
Oh, goes without saying. Yeah, it's absolutely sensational. So that was Evolution. And that was also kind of the first video podcast.
Not kind of, actual first podcast.
Georgie, actual.
Yeah, which was nerve-wracking. And I think I said at the beginning of this podcast, we're not entirely sure how we feel the video podcast is going, whether we like the format of what we're throwing out there, whether it translates as well in the audio. And Alex is just shushing the dog down. So it's difficult when you're at home to do a video podcast and with all the distractions. I've got another dog eating over there. We've had the kids walking for a couple of times. And you can't pause and edit as well as you can with just audio.
To be honest, we don't want to. It's I think part of the reason we went for going into the video podcasts was we just wanted to do it. Just like, here it is. This is the start. Bang. We're going for it. And whatever happens, happens. And you'll see. You watch Evolution. You watch the two parts of Collins, which we're going to talk about in a second. You know, it's literally start to finish. That's us. There's no break. You'll see. You'll absolutely see that for sure on Collins'
warts
one. Yeah. We want it to be as if you're sat the other side of our kitchen table time machine and we take you on a little spin and we don't stop and we just go for it. And we're not sure.
We're not sure.
Do you know what? It's there. We've put it out there. And please, you know, let us know. I'm not going to say we don't know what we're doing, but
we don't know what we're doing. I'll say it.
We don't know. But hey, what we do know is we're getting people on. And we're getting people on that you clearly want to see and hear from. Which brings me all the way over to the legend, and he definitely is a legend. The legend is Mr. Colin Holton from Salisbury Live and Lump and Pie Shop and Passenger
Car. Oh, no, you're going to have to stop because the list will just take us another 20 minutes. Just play the clip.
And Puncture. And that's just the bands that he's in now. So we spoke about the bands that he's been in previously. And I asked him if you know, he would love to bring one of those bands back. And so, in a roundabout way, as Colin does, this is what he had to say.
Me and John Maple, he was the bar manager, and he said, we could do this, couldn't we? We could form. So we just formed this stupid band we called Mad Cow Disease, when Mad Cow was happening, the disease, obviously. And we just wrote songs like Give Me Tea or Give Me Death, Real Chickens Don't Eat Sheep, Pelican Panic. And they were just nonsense, but great fun. And that just, you know, cut a long story short, John Peel, because we always listen to John Peel, you know, that was it. We'd listen to John Peel. And he said, there's a, you know, I'm quite surprised there's not a band called Mad Cow Disease. And I thought, well, there is. So we sent him a fax, and he said, I'd like to hear that. So we did a demo on cassette and sent it to him, and he started talking about it. And then he played it, and then we got a record deal for some reason. Kerrang bought into it, Enemy and Melody Maker, and he played our albums from back to front. So, and it just started off as a complete joke, and it just escalated on, you know. So it was great, and it was just complete nonsense, but it was absolutely brilliant to do.
I love this. I love this so much. It's the it's kind of the antithesis of music. Hey, should we start a band? Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Because you just want to do it for fun. You want to just get out there and do it. And I will say it. Like back then, I just think it was so much. I mean, it was so much easier. It was, you know, probably not as easy to get a record contract. Although clearly. But Mad Cow Disease, I remember seeing them at the Arts Centre years and years ago. And that little snippet came off of Colin talking about Napalm Death playing the Salisbury Arts Centre, which is where the conversation then struck up. Well, hang on a second, if these guys can do it, we can do this. But I need to talk to him about his song titles. Because, damn, that's proper cool. I love that. Real Chickens Don't Eat Sheep. That needs to be on a t-shirt for sure. And that, I believe, is kind of, that's it. That's like the 10, that's like,
well, 10, you say 11. that's kind of the wrap up of the guests.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the podcast that we've done.
Well, the podcast in terms of guests, Alex.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a section of each podcast that you've missed. And this is for anyone that's listened to the podcast, is Alex likes to do a top 10, which is geared around the theme for the week's top 10. So I have put together a little montage of my favorite of Alex's top 10s. I'm going to put my glasses on. I do apologize to actually read my list. I've done 10 of the 10 top 10s. There's lots of 10s in that. But they're not all from one podcast, obviously. So the first clip that I've chosen, which comes in at number 10, came from the podcast that was named Colors. So Alex did a top 10 of the songs that were on his Spotify playlist, which is called, Alex?
Salisbury and Somewhere in Between. So basically, it's just local music. Lots of it. I think there's like 70 hours worth, maybe more.
And within that top 10, he had this.
White Night by Jambo Rain. Now, Jambo Rain, you'll be able to catch them at the Salisbury Live event at the Rugby Club on May the 5th.
Oh, awesome.
So we will definitely be there. So please go and check them out.
Okay. The main reason I've chosen that is because they're playing on May the 5th. So that's also part of our gig guide that comes up.
Literally what it just said as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? It's good, though, isn't it?
That's good.
It's like an echo. It's brilliant.
Okay. At number 9, featured on the Evolution podcast, and Alex did a top 10 of bands that have evolved when they replaced a member of the band. So okay. This was my favourite.
White Knight.
Not that one. That's the same one.
And we're just going to sack the IT man and replace him with a much better looking one.
The Who. There we go.
Oh, The Who. I thought you meant as in like, well, Who? Yeah, I know. It's The Who. Hello. The Who. So they had a drummer called Doug Sandham, and they replaced him with the now legendary Keith Moon, who was an absolute party animal, but a phenomenal drummer and really made The Who they were. Eventually, because he passed away and they went through a plethora of different drummers, and they eventually then found the person that would essentially be their drummer, and that was Zach Starkey, who is Ringo Starr's son. He is also the godson of Keith Moon. Now that's evolution.
I'm not sure if that was me or Lily saying that. I think it might have been me.
Lily's far more reserved. She was really quiet and just smiling.
Okay, at number 8, which comes from Colin Part 1 podcast, where I actually had a top 10 because it was Alex's podcast, and I came up with the top 10 artists that have played in Salisbury in the past.
And here we go. 5.
Alex will know this one very well. It's the Manic Street Preachers. Is that them?
That is them, yeah.
That's not a picture I recognise.
That's not the picture that you chose. I chose one where they were actually performing.
Oh, it's actually them performing. So they played at Salisbury College back in 1992.
And I was there. And I was actually on stage.
Alex hates that I featured him in those pictures, but I think it worked.
Spot the difference
between the young Alex and the Alex now.
Oh dear.
I prefer the Alex now. Well, makes you feel any better.
That's cool. Shout out to Francesca, who commented on our YouTube post saying, "Oh my God, I remember this. We were there as well." And our friend called Leo, who did the stage dive at the end of the gig when everyone had gone and there was nobody there to catch him, and ended up being transported away in an ambulance. But yeah,
but apparently crazy. He was fine.
He was all good. He was all good. Absolutely.
Okay, number 7 was the podcast that we named 20-odd, which obviously was difficult for Alex to come up with a top 10 of 20-odd things because he could only choose 10. So... he chose odd things that happened in 2020. And
that weren't the obvious.
That weren't the obvious.
Odd things.
And I've actually got 2 of those that feature in my top 10 because it was hilarious. Oh, yeah. And here's my first one out of the 2.
Poland in 2020 accidentally invaded the Czech Republic.
Accidentally invaded the country.
Yeah, they actually occupied part of the Czech Republic for about sort of like a day, and then realised, actually, what's this all about? This is a bit weird. And after a bit of discussion, they realised that the borders had kind of been messed up on their thing, and so they politely removed themselves from the Czech Republic. Odds.
Wow.
These are the things we didn't hear about. This is just bizarre.
This is what Boris should have been telling us.
I know. This is what we've been getting. Next slide.
Still makes me laugh.
The great thing about these is, you know, we've kind of almost forgotten some of the stuff that we did because we're so busy, you know, work and then looking at the next podcast, you forget to then go back. So this is quite a nice thing for us. And yeah, you know, some of it, most of it was not rehearsed. We just kind of went, let's just sit down and talk, see what happens. A bit like this now.
We'll see how it goes. Okay, so let's go to number 6. So this was the podcast which was named Animals. And Alex came up with the top 10 mighty magic animals. And this, again, I've got two of these.
Because it was so good.
So funny. This was my first of them.
The Chimera, which is a lion crossed with a snake. That's pretty cool.
Never heard of it. Yeah,
you've never heard of Chimera?
No. Sounds like a cocktail. I'm into it. You're into cocktails, people. Maybe we can get sponsored by a cocktail company. You can take your lager and your cider. I'll have a cocktail, please.
What's that cocktail place in Salisbury?
Botanicals.
Botanicals. If you're watching.
Oh, actually, Tinga do damn good cocktails. Okay? And you get food there as well. I'd probably. Tinga, if you can sponsor me.
The cocktails and Tinga are.
Cocktail and the food.
Absolutely yeah. Bang.
But let's move on to number 5. So this came from the Love podcast. And we didn't actually have a top 10 in the Love podcast. We did a little thing on Facebook where we asked people their favorite love films, their romantic films. And so Alex ran through the favorites of their suggestions. And this was both of our favorites. Here we go.
But our personal favorite.
Yes.
And one that I definitely had to think about.
The following follow-up explanation made you understand.
Yeah, fully. True. Was Shrek. So I'll just leave you hanging for a second. Shrek, ladies and gentlemen, is a love story. And I just think to myself, well, okay, you know, you've got like Donkey and the Dragon. They kind of fall in love. But Shrek and Fiona are also obviously fall in love.
It's the most romantic love story because it's about loving yourself. And I think first and foremost in life, loving yourself is hugely important. So she became the best version of herself by loving herself. Power. Self-love, people. Power.
Ellen there jumping on the Taylor Swift bandwagon.
It's a love story.
That's for you, Cam.
Yeah. That's for many people, that one. Right, number 4 came from the Dragons podcast.
It did.
So Alex came up with his favourite top 10 dragons. And I picked this one just because I love the way he says it at the beginning. Just makes me chuckle. Okay. Go.
And for all you old school PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 gamers, it is Spyro the Dragon. And that is my list. If you like my lists, please let us know, and I'll come up with some equally ridiculous lists.
I like the way you said the first half. Second half was equally as ridiculous as the list in itself.
Every time I hear that, I think I sound like Greg from Taskmaster, but not as tall or funny.
How can you sound tall?
I'm not as tall as him. I sound like him, but I'm not as tall as him.
Sounded like you were saying that you sounded like you were a short man.
Hello.
I think we should move on to my number 3.
What I will say, just before we do move on to the top 3, top 10.
Yes. Got it.
Things. Yes. Nobody actually said whether they liked or disliked my top 10s, so therefore I've just kept going. You know, until you say something, they're just going to keep coming. So,
well, I like them, and this little montage is making me smile. So
good, good,
they're
good.
Working for me.
Number three.
Number three came from the Alone podcast. And Alex had to come up with 10 songs, 10 favourite songs about being alone. And this was my favourite of them.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, Green Day.
Thought that would pique your interest. You were very quiet through all the others, but I knew I had one.
I was listening intently. I
had one that would make you go, oh, hang on a second, somebody said Green Day. Yes, that's Ellen's big thing. She was bopping up and down like an absolute loon to Threemo at the weekend. Well done, lads. Great set. Ellen very much enjoyed it.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you, guys. Threemo.
Thank you for the badges as well. Badges are on my guitar strap. Thank you very much, boys.
Yeah, ready for your gig tomorrow. They're on, secured and ready. Yeah, love Green Day. Love Threemo too. Number two was from the 20-odd podcast, where Alex obviously again had to come up with 20-odd things that happened in 10. This is just a 20, isn't it? 10 odd things that happened in 2020. So this was my favourite over the one before. So here we go.
This is weird. So obviously during lockdown, people were kind of a bit stir crazy and a bit mental and a bit mad, and you just wanted to scream. You know, it was me. But if I'd known this, I could have screamed, because people, the government in Iceland came up with this genius idea where you could be in Salisbury, for example, you could be in your home and you decide, I've had enough, I need to do a scream. And so you could let out the most ridiculous scream ever, record it on your phone, on your voice notes, and then send it to this Icelandic thing, and they would then play it through massive speakers in the middle of a forest somewhere, letting out all your rage into this beautiful Icelandic scenery.
Is that just the wildlife could suffer as well as us?
I don't know.
It's blood-curdling screaming going on all day. They must have wondered.
It's just
the world coming to an end. We all thought it might be.
And so we're all just slinking outside the box. Okay. So,
but technically,
Iceland,
you're still screaming in your own country. So.
But then it gets played in Iceland. And then
I do love that. I wonder if they still do that.
To know.
We'll just get them to play the podcast to the wildlife.
Those Icelandic people. Love them. Crazy. But love them.
Crazy loons.
I wish I'd seen that, during that time, because that would have been hilarious. We could have all just sent them songs. Look.
I could have. The wildlife would have liked yours. I could have sang.
I've seen audiences when I've been performing. Yeah, the wildlife would have been. Let's go to the other place.
Right, let's go to my number one.
Numero uno.
Came from the animals. Podcast. So the top 10 mighty magic animals, and this was my favorite.
And here it is.
The national animal of Scotland. Yes, you heard that correctly. The national animal of Scotland, the unicorn.
I was very excited when we went to Scotland, and I knew that there. National animal was the unicorn, because I really wanted to see one. I didn't.
No. Do you know why?
Because they're not real.
Because they're not real, which makes a mockery of his top 10, but I don't care, because none of those are real.
I know, and most of them aren't even animals.
Apologies, I was actually poorly during that podcast. You can hear it in my voice. When I hear back, I'm like, I felt really breathless. And I remember I wasn't very well through that podcast, but you saw me through, Alex, with your chucklesome top 10.
Yeah, because I was rough as well, but you just do it, don't you?
You do.
You get on with it. That's the best way to do it.
So that was that wind. Thank you. I have no idea what that was. So wow. Should we fast forward?
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I am just going to do a very quick gig guide for the week, which I suppose is kind of fast forward if you think about it.
We were going to talk about the guests that we've got coming up, but we realised that this is turning out to be an incredibly long podcast. We weren't expecting it to roll on. There's the table.
It's the table.
The bloody table. It's the table.
If we'd recorded this anywhere else, it'd have been 10 minutes. Easy. 10 minutes. But no. Table, table, table. Anywho, on Wednesday, oh, it's open mic magic. You can go to the Antrobus Arms in Amesbury or the Forester's Arms in Andover and do your open mic stuff. They're both arms, so there'll be lots of people to applaud. See what I did there? I wish I hadn't already.
Okay.
Thursday, open mic. I mean, this is like one of the big ones. This is at the Winnie Gate, always at the start of the month. Bang in. Get up there, show your stuff up there at the open mic at Winnie Gate. Or if you fancy a little bit of a chuckle, head over to Kudos. They have the brilliant Follow Comedy Club. You can get tickets online and it is free. You just buy a ticket, job done. Go there. It's brilliant. We've been. It's fantastic.
We have.
We love it. We love it. Friday.
Isn't there somewhere else to go on Thursday?
I don't know. Is there?
Isn't there a Rude Giant sofa session?
Don't know.
Aren't you playing a Rude Giant sofa session?
I might be.
Okay.
Keep an eye on socials for that.
We'll see then.
Yeah, maybe. If I am. And if I am, then it's myself and the wonderful Rob Butler from Andover. Check him out. He's awesome. Absolutely brilliant. And I'd totally forgotten that about that. I didn't even write it down.
Didn't even write it down. Okay.
It's because it's not about me, Ellen.
I know. Sorry.
It's about the people.
I just don't want to be the only one in the audience again.
You won't be because Rob
will be
there.
You don't tell
people
about it.
And the bar staff will be like, not again. Yeah, do you know what? Come down. It's really cool. So Fret and Keys played last time out with...
Dave Howell.
Yes. From Fremo. Love Dave. He's brilliant. Some of his covers that he does are absolutely superb. So they do like Mr. Lover Lover.
Ooh.
Sure he does. Absolutely positive. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, he pulls some out of the bag. Anything else on Thursday
before I move on?
No.
Not that I know of.
Friday. Oh. Right. At the Duck at Laverstock, it is Cider Fest. And they have the Rockin' Jetback playing there. As well as, did I mention, Spider? at the Foresters in Andover, they are busy this week. They have got the brilliant Dr. Alibi. Please, if you are in Andover, go and check them out on Friday. That place gets exceptionally busy from about, I don't know, like whenever I finish my set and the headliners are about to go on. Yeah, it's always packed. Brilliant place. And at the Crown Inn at Luggershaw, Evensong, Evie Armour, we love you.
We need to get her on. Yes, we need to get her on the podcast. Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Saturday. Ooh, okay. Deep breath. And here we go. At the Avon Brewery, you can check out the Norfolks. At the George and Dragon, you've heard from him tonight, Lucas Hardy will be performing. Live at the Duck, day two of the Cider Fest, and they have got Tramps and Amps and Cider. The Wilton Social Club, I don't know what I'm doing.
I was going to ask you what we're doing this weekend, but I think I might have a clue.
The Wilton Social Club, the incredible Solar Birds are playing. So if you are in and around Wilton, go and check them out. And
don't forget to say hello.
Don't forget to say hello. And at the Foresters again, I mean, they're smashing it out this week. Foresters and Andover, No Way Out. Absolutely brilliant band. And then Sunday, because bear in mind, the Monday is a bank holiday, so you can go a little bit on Sunday and not worry about having to get up too early Monday. We have got the launch of Salisbury Live 24 at the Rugby Club in Salisbury. So we've got, I believe, Salisbury Radio are going to be there, kind of comparing a little bit, getting you all ready with some tunes. And then Felice Leo will be playing, Threemo will be playing, Ellen will be down the front for that one. I can assure you, because I'll be down the front for Felice Leo. Boom. Jambo Rain. Absolutely cannot wait to see them. Jetback, they got a busy weekend, bless them. And then the two kind of headliners, like that, kind of Sladey, the world's only all-female Slade tribute act. Come on, feel the noise. Rock and Roll is number one when I was born. So, I might have to go watch Sladey, Rock and Roll. And headlining is the Smiths Limited, so Smiths Tribute Act. Going to be banging. Colin talks about it on the podcast. Give it a listen.
Breathe.
Is that it?
Back to the first podcast.
We could go back to the podcast. I'll tell you what.
I'm breathing because that's the name of the first podcast. Breathe.
Do you know what? We would normally go, oh, that's it. Bye. See you later. Thanks very much. But we do have some stuff coming up. We do have some people that we've reached out to. So do you want us to tell you who they are?
No, they've all switched off. There's no one there.
No, you're all gone, have you? Already? Wow. So it's you two. Now they've all switched off.
You imagine if we were Facebook Live and we just saw the numbers go, oh, three people are watching.
Nobody's watching, but we're still talking.
Yeah. It's probably a bit like that.
Yeah. It'd be like...
Go on then. Rattle off a couple of names. Just to get me excited.
So,
because I'm here.
So we will at some stage be talking to Joe from the Follow Comedy Club, and we will be talking to James Stretch, who is from Andover, and he will be performing at our Acoustic Sunday event on the 19th of May at the Old Mill at Harnham.
I think he's going to be equally as funny as Joe, but we might need to just tell them both to have a bleep machine. No.
And we are going to be talking to Break Cover / BCDC, which is their ACDC tribute side, which is brilliant. Absolutely
phenomenally
brilliant.
Phenomenally done.
I'm trying to think of who else and what else we have coming up. And honestly, I cannot, for the life of me, remember where I wrote it down.
We got loads,
which is cool.
We got loads. But you want to come onto the podcast, if you've got something interesting going on, if you've got a new single out, if you've got a gig coming up, if you're doing something for the community, if you just feel like people in the community need to hear about what you're doing, and I know what you've just remembered.
Yep.
I can read your mind. Do get in touch with us and we'll see if we can squeeze you in.
Indeed. Also, I'm just going to keep going. I don't care. Just going to keep going. Nobody's listening. Just that one person. We've got People in the Park, which is on May the 18th. So we're hoping to get somebody from that on. We will be hosting the main music stage. There's also a youth music stage.
That youth stage looks incredible.
The youth stage looks...
Becca Moore, you're going to have a banging day.
She's going to be very, very busy. We're also... looking to talk to Jackie Dryden from Ficklefest, because they are coming up in July. And there's loads going on. Loads, loads, loads. We, you know, as Ellen said, you know, if you're a band and you're releasing music, or you are a community-based event.
Is that Echo come back?
It has, funnily enough.
Well, you need to find the outro music, and we need to leave these people and say thank you for listening and watching, or both.
Do we have an outro music? Should we just play this again?
Play that again.
Let's just play this again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. We may be back. We might. Not after an hour and 40 minutes or whatever it is. Thanks again. Bye.